各位亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎来到每日原味美语课堂。Julia 将带领体验美国哈佛大学以及美国纽约大学的口语课堂的学习内容。Julia 觉得实战练习 of great importance。实战练习是检验我们学习是 win or fail，且加深我们对学习内容的印象。When we chat with a Native American，而游刃有余地运用上学到的知识。今天我们的实战练习是 make sentence，请根据人物 A 的陈述给出的词语做回答。我会给大家参考性的参考句子。Number one, why does that guy keeping looking at me? He's checking you out, you stupid. Keep doing something，意思是一直做某事。Number two, what happened when you said hi to Steve? Oh my God, he blew me off. Say hi to somebody，意思是向某人问好。Number three, I wanna introduce myself to that girl over there, but I don't know what to say. Oh, it's just a piece of cake. You can just use some of pickup lines. Introduce oneself，意思是自我介绍。Over there，那儿。Number four, I'd like to meet someone special. If you trust in me, I would love to fix you up with Jane tonight. Trust in someone 表示信任某人，相信某人。Would love to do something 表示愿意去做某事，喜欢去做某事。Someone special 这里表示的意思是特殊关系的人。Number five, Karen just ended her relationship with Eric. Do you think I should ask her on a date? Oh no, she's on the rebound, and leave her alone for the time being. End one's relationship with somebody 的意思是结束与某人的浪漫的恋爱关系。Ask somebody on a date，意思是叫某人出去约会。Leave somebody alone，意思是不要理睬某人。For the time being 的意思是目前、暂时。Number six，I wonder why that girl keeps staring at me. You do not know she was coming on to you. Stare at somebody 意思是注视、凝望某人、盯着某人。Number seven, how did it go when you asked Jenny out? I felt blue because I struck out. Ask somebody out 在口语中表示约某人出去约会。Number eight, she acts as if she liked me, but when I talk with her, she suddenly seems disinterested. She's just playing hard to get. As if 的意思是看起来似乎，它引导后面的从句要使用虚拟语气，所以这里使用到的动词是 liked。Number nine, I heard you met Tom's sister last night. How did it go? Oh, it goes smoothly. His sister hit it off with me, and we had a great time. Hit off with somebody 的意思是和某人一拍即合，和某人一见钟情，和 和某人一下就合得来，和某人一下就相处得很融洽。 Have a great time 意思是玩得非常的开心。 Number 10, I've decided to end the relationship with Jenny tonight. It's just not working. Oh, I think you'd better let her down easy. End the relationship with somebody 意思是想分手了，想结束关系。 Had better 意思是最好。 Alright, by now 这一课的实战练习就结束了，欢迎大家继续关注每日原味美语课堂，说的一口让老外惊讶的美语，这也是 Juliet 做这档节目的初衷。 See you tomorrow.